Negative. Contact WRQD 602. Oh, there you are, man. Yeah, we went up a spur road off of that main road that we were telling you about and wound around to the northwest side of the mountain, and we're kind of got into a little blizzard conditions for a minute. Now we're back out of the snow line.
Yeah, the 3 o'clock hour is, you know, a 5 to 10 degree drop. Things freeze up real quick, so you want to be close to the end of your trip at that time.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we did a pretty quick turnaround when we saw that this storm was moving in pretty quick. But beautiful up here, so that's important.
Yeah, is there much snow?
We got into about 6 inches, and I turned around before we got any deeper than that. You know, too late in the day, just like you were saying. I didn't want to have to drive down a sheet of ice.
Yeah, that's like over at Dutchman. There's some good trees up in there and that stuff there. Man, you don't want to be even close to, you want to be up there by 10 or so and then off by 1 because it has its own climate. But did you find a tree?
No, we didn't find one yet.
I don't know that I've ever looked for them up there. It's, I mean, there's trees all over, but we should go by Butte Falls.
Yeah, I like the trees much better up in that area. You get up into those hemlocks and things like that that are real beautiful.
Yeah, we're always looking for a noble, but I can never tell once I get there. You just find one that's good and take it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm kind of posturing right now. We're stopped at a big opening. There was a 70s Ford pickup that passed us with a husband, wife, and a baby. Looked like a two-wheel drive truck, and we warned them of the snow conditions behind us, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, and they kept going. So I was hoping they get turned around safely and get back down.
Yeah, well, that's what I always find is when I go places, it's not me, it's getting other people back on the road and down the hill.
Yeah, and that's why I value these radios so much. In fact, I'm going to bear the CB, because who knows if anybody's up here using CB.
Well, you never know. There's all kinds. It's handy to have all of the repeater stuff working, that's for sure. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, for sure. And I wish I would have asked him if he had any kind of radio, but it didn't look like there was anything on the truck or who knows. But just hope they're okay, because it's starting to blow pretty hard up here. We got snow blowing by us horizontally.
That's crazy. Do you have your altitude?
Yeah, give me just a second here. I'll check that.
Yeah, last I heard a couple days ago, it sounded like it was going to be up around 5,000 feet, but I mean, you could switch over to your NOAA and probably pick up where it's at now.
Yeah, we're at 3380, and like I said, we're just below the snow line where it's sticking, but it's snowing on us.
Well, that's fun. Yeah. Sounds like it's going to do its thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. What a gorgeous day to come up here, though. It was a beautiful drive up, and then we turned the corner right into the storm.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It'll come and go.
Yeah, no doubt there. All right, mister, I appreciate you riding along with us and making sure you're aware of where we're at. I'll try to get off here for a little bit, let you enjoy your relaxation.
sounds good. I'll check in with you here in a little bit. WRKJ 318.
Thanks, man. We're picking up Alabama on the CB, so that's fascinating. But anyway, talk to you real soon. WRCD 602.